From the American Tobacco Historic District, this is The State of Things. I'm Eric Hodge in for Frank Stacio. In a sordid series of events, former Greensboro Police Chief David Ray offered his resignation on Monday. This after a flurry of allegations of racial profiling within his ranks and an infamous black book, which contains 114 photos of black civilians and police officers. A city council investigation of Ray's conduct is still underway. But officers, some officials charged that the black book may have been used by what rank-and-file officers referred to as the secret police to target black civilians and 19 black police officers. Ray contends that the book was a lineup used after an informant said that a black officer groped her during a search. That doesn't explain why the book was hidden in the trunk of an officer's car after suspicions surfaced about it, or why that officer claims that Ray told him to hide the book. Joining us now is News and Record reporter Eric Townsend. Welcome.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
There are a lot of charges coming from the City Council's report, but very little has been confirmed thus far. What don't we know about David Ray's dealings while he was chief of police?
It sounds kind of cliche, but we really don't know what it is that we don't know. And that's one of the big obstacles right now with this story. As you said, officers, primarily African-American, have alleged that this small covert unit, its official title is Special Intelligence Section, was operating outside normal guidelines and that it was targeting officers for unfair internal investigation. More allegations are now starting to surface that during Ray's tenure, the findings in internal affair reports for both black and white officers were altered, sometimes without even the knowledge of the supervisor who may have conducted those investigations. City leaders are right now reviewing reports that address these issues.
What exactly is the black book that everybody's talking about?
As you said, it was a book that had the headshots of 114 people in it. It was a black three-ring binder, and within those photos, 19 were black male officers. In his statement facts to the media yesterday, Chief Ray had said that the officers were the only ones who could have been present last year at the time a police informant claimed she was groped and assaulted by a black officer. As we learned yesterday, again, it is a three-ring binder with photos arranged six to a page, and it would appear to be standard procedure for police photo lineups, having perhaps a suspect as one photo and then randomly selected photos from DMV files filling out the other five.
And so they were then showing these photos to whom?
Well, the chief is saying that the photos were shown to the victim of this assault, their confidential informant, and we do not know who this person is. According to the chief, Lieutenant James Hinson, who was sort of at the middle of all of this, was not one of those photos that was shown to her, and apparently the woman was not able to identify anybody in the book as being her attacker.
We should talk a little bit about Lieutenant James Hinson and the things surrounding that incident.
Okay.
What was his the story there?
Lieutenant James Hinson was on patrol the night of June 3rd when he saw a vehicle trailing him. He recognized the driver as a retired detective who's on contract with the Greensboro Police Department, referred to as a hire back, if you will. The lieutenant pulled over, found a tracking device on his cruiser, and his lawyer was soon alleging that Hinson was the subject of a racially motivated witch hunt. While it does not appear that anything necessarily illegal criminally happened that night, it sure didn't look good for the department to be caught by the subject they were trailing.
And Hinson, he's back on the beat today, correct?
He is. He was reinstated on Tuesday night when City Manager Mitchell Johnson announced that he would be coming back. Mr. Hinson and his lawyer, Joe Williams, held a press conference yesterday thanking his supporters, and he is now back on the job today. From what we've been told, he'll have to undergo a couple of days of training and getting caught up on certain things, and then he will return to the streets.
Chief Ray's wasn't the only resignation associated with this case. How is this scandal affecting the police force, and who else has run into problems here?
Well, both the deputy chief and the captain who oversaw internal affairs retired with almost no notice the week after Thanksgiving. We learned on Tuesday night from the city manager that those retirements happened immediately after both men were interviewed by city staff and consultants who were hired to investigate these claims of racial profiling. One thing that the officers that I've talked to keep telling me is that this scandal overshadows all of the good things that police do on a daily basis. And while many of the officers have said they're happy the chief is gone, and that happiness is for a variety of reasons. It's not all racially motivated. They all hope to put this behind them sooner rather than later.
What do you think is the next step? I mean, you know, getting to the end is going to take a while, isn't it?
It certainly appears that way. Mitchell Johnson, again, the city manager, still has to go through a second report that deals with other allegations unrelated to Lieutenant Hinson, but that surfaced when the city went in to investigate his claims. From what we understand, Mr. Johnson has only now started reading through that report, and there could be other personnel decisions made in the coming weeks and months.
And the chief, he initially denied the existence of the Black Book, didn't he?
Well, according to Mitchell Johnson, he did. Mitch Johnson asked the chief, you know, what about this Black Book? And apparently the chief had referred to it maybe in a theoretical sense, something like that could exist. But he never came right out and said, yes, here is what it is that is rumored to be circulating. And that appears to be what got the chief into trouble, not necessarily the existence of this book, but the cover-up, if you will, or the trying to deny that something may have existed. And it certainly didn't look good, and we learned this yesterday when it was learned that the chief had, the deputy chief, who did retire, put that book in the trunk of one of his cars.
Allegedly hiding it.
And again, from what we understand, that deputy chief did return the book. It wasn't something that investigators went out and found on their own.
Greensboro's history is spotted with incidents of race relations issues within its police force. Isn't that correct?
Well, you know, I'm not an expert on Greensboro city history, and I'm not going to pretend to be. What I can say is that some groups allege that 26 years ago, the police department looked the other way when a group of Klan and Nazi members showed up in a housing project here to confront members of the Communist Workers Party who had organized a Death to the Klan march. A shooting erupted at the time, and, you know, five people were killed, all of them affiliated with that communist group. No one from the Klan or Nazi groups were ever convicted in those deaths. And then an independent commission here in Greensboro is planning to release its own findings from that day later this spring. So we should find out more about that as well.
And that's the nation's first Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Yes, it is, modeled after similar efforts in South Africa and Peru.
How is this situation playing out in the already tense relationship between law enforcement and civilians there in the city?
Well, I don't know if we can say that it's an already tense relationship. You know, certainly what happened 26 years ago still lingers today, but there isn't a fear of the police department right now. I think that there is a lot of confusion within residents, within the city, by residents who really don't know what's going on. There were many people that really liked Chief David Ray. I know that not many police officers did, but the chief did come across as a sincere leader who did seem to care about the city. And whether that was only his public face, I can't say. You know, I'm thinking that we're going to learn more about this in the coming weeks and months.
Well, and some of the other heads of law enforcement in the area have said that there were some good initiatives underway, correct?
Oh, certainly. You know, the chief was working with High Point in Winston-Salem to try to organize a crime lab that could work cases here in the area rather than have the triad rely on the SBI crime lab in Raleigh. You know, the chief did some good things with the city. He brought back a tactical squad, which went out onto the streets here and within the department and tackled the drug problems. And we saw a significant reduction in homicides the first year that unit was back in existence. So, I mean, the chief does have some things to stand by, and there are people here who think that he was a good leader.
Do you think events like this have any sort of impact on the Truth and Reconciliation Committee and their deliberations, which I guess are ongoing right now?
They are ongoing right now, and I have not been the one that's been following that story very closely. Could there be some impact on the TRC process? Sure, there could be, but I don't know what that impact would be, and that would probably be something best left addressed by the TRC itself.
So what do you think is going to be the next police chief there? The deputies stepped up, correct?
Well, the deputy retired. Who did step up was one of the assistant chiefs, and I know it's kind of a fine point, but the deputy was the number two person in the department, and again, he left in late fall. Assistant Chief Tim Bellamy has been named the acting chief, and he was named acting chief as soon as City Manager Mitchell Johnson learned of the resignation Monday morning. There are several challenges, I think, ahead for Chief Bellamy, and not the least of which is going to be getting the department itself to have faith in its leadership.
And he's... Go ahead.
I don't think you'll have a problem with that. Everybody I've spoken with, from the Greensboro Police Officers Association to just men on the street, have all said they have a lot of respect for Chief Bellamy. And he's a guy that treats officers fairly. And from what they say, he doesn't have favorites. He's a straight shooter. And they all believe he's going to do a lot for the city.
All right. And in terms of, you know, is he the man? Are people talking about he's the guy who's going to get the job permanently, or will they be talking to people from other places?
Well, I'm pretty sure that they're going to be talking with people from all over. You know, I know that the guys really like Chief Bellamy. The troops out in the field really like him. I'm sure that they would have no objection to him being named chief. Now, whether Chief Bellamy wants that is another question. You know, there are going to be a lot of issues that come up in the months ahead, and, you know, I'm not sure whether he has an interest in it.
All right, Eric. Well, thank you very much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Eric Townsend, a reporter with the News and Record, for talking with us today. Just ahead, author Haven Kimmel talks about her latest book, She Got Up Off the Couch. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.